The north coast of New South Wales continues mourning the death of three Australians in a disastrous marine rescue effort last Monday. The community has poured tributes to those involved in the tragedy. It's raised concerns around the Ballina Bar, which has proved too difficult to navigate. The Wise contributor from Bay FM, Mia Armitage, has the story.
It is time to go now.
Haul away your anchor. Sailing time.
Monday night was the darkest night in history for Marine Rescue New South Wales. The vessel will be salvaged by an independent contractor. They're working with the Marine Rescue Fleet Team. The vessel will be part of the continuing investigation that will be done by both the New South Wales Police Marine Area Command and AMSA, which is the Australian Maritime Safety Authority.
Marine Rescue New South Wales Commissioner Todd Andrews speaking on Wednesday as part of an official laying of flowers at the Marine Rescue Ballina Base in honour of 78-year-old Bill Ewan and 62-year-old Frank Petch, two Marine Rescue New South Wales volunteers from the Ballina unit who died trying to save Matthew Clayton, a skipper aboard a yacht in distress, who also died at the Ballina Bar Monday evening. Three of the four surviving Marine Rescue volunteers who ventured out that night are still in hospital. Marine Rescue says Bill Ewan had served for nearly 10 years after joining the Ballina unit in February 2017. Frank Petch had joined the unit in January 2024 and had already progressed to the rating of restricted coxswain. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister Jihad Dib met with bereaved volunteers and other locals at Wednesday's ceremony.
We tell people to evacuate, to leave and to be safe. But we've got our personnel in the emergency services who go out headfirst into that danger. And what we saw on Monday night was a tragic consequence. We could talk for hours about why people do the things they do. But at the end of the day, we've tragically lost two of our emergency service volunteer personnel trying to do the thing that they said that they were going to do, which is to protect others. And I think that in itself speaks volumes of the kind of people they are. I do want to express the love and the support from the New South Wales Parliament, from the Premier. We've had contact from the Governor's office. The Governor General of Australia sends her love and support and assures me that she wants to visit when the time is right. There will be an investigation. There will be some recommendations. There will be a greater understanding of what happened. But right now, the thing that's really important is to make sure that we hear, that we're present, that we listen, that we give the love and we give the support, and we take back a message. This community, whilst it's hurting and whilst it's heartbroken, is still standing strong, and they will always stand strong. I saw from my own eyes just the number of people who wanted to come up, either to lay flowers or to reflect or to say a prayer or to offer something that they wanted to do that was a mark of respect for these fallen heroes.
Peter Hill is the commander of the Marine Rescue New South Wales Ballina Unit.
The boat crew in particular is a very strong team, a very tight team. They train together day and night. If they do missions, they rely on each other, again, day and night. Losing two boat crew has been particularly difficult. I'll say a little bit about Bill and a little bit about Frank. Bill loved getting on the boat. Training or on missions, you had to have a crowbar to get him off the boat, and we're going to miss him terribly. Frank was a yes man. If you needed anything done, Frank would say yes. He was a very strong man, and it's
hard to believe he's gone. We are hurting at Marine Rescue, Ballina, and Marine Rescue, and this community is hurting.
I went to visit the three injured members at the hospital with their families again. I can report, I think they're in reasonably good spirits considering what they've been through. They are badly injured. Our head office is arranging mental health support.
Ballina Shire Mayor Sharon Cadwallader has been on scene in Ballina most of this week, but was hoping to meet with New South Wales Premier Chris Minns in Sydney.
I'm just grateful this tragedy that's unfolded wasn't worse. The yachtsman passed away on the night of the accident, and of course we've lost two of our volunteers from Marine Rescue Ballina as well.
Do you know much about the circumstances of the skipper and his yacht?
No, I don't know any of the details, but I do know that there will be a full and complete investigation into the whole incident, and I certainly am looking forward to the details of that.
I have also heard the four survivors had to swim to shore. Is that so?
Yes, well, one was airlifted out of the water, and then there was a bystander who helped them get up the wall, as those walls are full of huge blocks and with broken bones. It must have been quite a task. So we're very grateful for Mr. Hunt, who was able to help bring them up to the bank as a bystander.
You're referring there to, of course, the Ballina breakwalls. It's not the first time we've had an incident at the Ballina Bar. It is notoriously dangerous, and there are calls for something to be done to try to improve the safety. What more do you know about the possibility of being able to make any improvements to safety at the Ballina Bar?
Mayor, there's been calls for something to be done there forever. It's a graveyard of vessels and loss of life. There's been calls for river dredging. The Ballina Bar used to always be dredged. I'm not an engineer. I don't know what will make the difference that's needed. All I do know is we need to do something. We can't wait for another tragedy. These are hard lessons to learn. When we have a series of accidents in one spot on our road network, it's called a black spot. All of a sudden, what happens? There's black spot funding. I see our Ballina Bar being in the same situation. I pondered on it for some time and I thought, this is not the time. This is the time to just reach out, to love, to show care and support. But then I started to get angry. I started to think, well, this is not okay. As a leader of our community, I need to do something more than just show love, care and support.
I assume you're going to be raising that with the Premier.
That is the primary purpose of my meeting.
New South Wales Greens member for Ballina, Tamara Smith, has been in Parliament this week but flew back to Ballina in the wake of the tragedy on her electorate's shoreline.
It is too early to be calling for things like that. We don't know enough yet about why the yachtsman was solo at night trying to get into the bar when 2.5 metres swell. That is a very odd proposition, and no doubt he was in trouble, and there's various theories around that. In terms of the tragic loss of Bill and Frank's lives, there will be a full investigation. So I feel it's really irresponsible to be starting to demand things that we have no idea whether they had any relevance whatsoever. We're still in a period of grief, but I certainly am already having those conversations to see if there's anything that was a risk that was unnecessary, certainly not by the volunteers, but in terms of if there's something operationally faulty about the boat. We want to see the full picture before we start, in my view, calling for things and politicising a tragedy.
It is time to go now.
Haul away your anchor. Haul away your anchor. Tis our sailing time.
Bay FM's Mia Armitage with that report.